Today's Shir in Mishneh Berurah Yomi is Daf Pei Dalet Amud Beis. We're almost near the end of Siman Nun Gimel. We're in the middle of Sif Chaf Hei, and we left off yesterday continuing with some of the prerequisites to be the Chazan. And we said that one of the things that makes a person not eligible to be a Chazan, the last words that the Ramah had said from yesterday's Shir was, if you're a Moser, if the person hands over people to the authorities, so that person is inappropriate to be the Chazan. If you have proof of this, you can even depose a person, but if it's just a rumor, so the Ramah said, we don't remove somebody just based upon a rumor. The Mishneh Berurah in Sif Katan Ayin Zayin writes, Shliach Tzibur Hama'ayim Al-Chadero, if Shliach Tzibur threatens his friend, L'mosro Yakum, to hand him over to the Goyim, to the authorities, even though he didn't actually do this, Avapisha L'mosar, even though this is a terrible thing to even threaten somebody that you're going to do this, and shouldn't be done by anybody, whether you're the Shliach Tzibur or not, if he did this, only threatened him, so then this technically isn't automatic grounds for removal being the Shliach Tzibur. However, the Board of Trustees, the Zayin Tuv Yair, the leadership, Elogorinbo, they should be very angry at him and warn him, Umasrinbo, and tell him, Im Yosef Lomar Kadvorim Halolu, Shaviru Mimaloso. If he continues to act in this fashion, threatening people in the community, that he'll hand them over to the authorities, so then they will remove him from his position. Vim Hosef, and if he continues to do this, Bemirdo, in his rebellion, Royal Haviro. They in fact can remove him for this transgression. Again, just threatening, not even actually handing over. The Ramah continues and he says, Avo, imbo olav edim bazeh, v'chayotzi bazeh. However, if there are witnesses that actually testify that he has done some terrible things, then ma'avirin oso, then we do have the right and should remove him from his position as being the chazan. The Mishneh Berurah in Sifkat Nayin Ches brings down, midivri hamogin avram, mashma dafilu b'kolo de lo pasuk, even if it's a rumor that doesn't stop, yochid moche olav laviro. An individual, in those days when an individual could protest, would be able to protest here as well. And he says this is also the opinion of the Yamshel Shlomo, the Marshal. And he says, well, I'll discuss this more in the Bir Halacha Ayin Sham. In Sifkat Nayin Tes, the Mishneh Berurah says, however, v'yimasa tshuva, if the person did these sins, but then he has done tshuva, and it's a true tshuva, mahani shalol salko, afim ava b'meza, then even if he had done the sin that we're talking about on purpose, and he has done a serious true tshuva, then we don't remove him from his position. However, l'chatchila, l'manoso, ava l'manoso, to this position, as we've already explained previously in Sifhei, the b'meza lo mahani tshuva, then we don't allow a person to be appointed in this situation, even if he's done tshuva, because the ain't pirko noah, because that's not a good reputation for him to have. That's not a good youth, an earlier part of his life for him to have, to be the representative of the Shliach Tzibur for the entire congregation. And he says, look in the Mishneh Berurah, we've discussed this already previously in Sifkat and Chof Beis. However, the imaso bialduso aveira vadayin lo shav, if he has done such an aveira in his childhood, albeit he hasn't done it recently, but he has never done tshuva for it, at iminu, then even if he has been appointed ma'avirin or so, then you do have the right to remove him from this, even though he hasn't done this aveira recently, because the pasul ba'aveira le'edus, because he's inappropriate to be an aid for these types of transgressions, so he also is inappropriate to be the Shliach Tzibur. Now the Ramah says a new din. Ushliach tzibur shu shochet ubodek. A shliach tzibur that is the shochet in town, or he's the one that checks the lungs or the animals to make sure that there are no treifas inside of the animal after they've been shechted. Such a person, lo yispalo bibigodim hatzoin umasrichin. He shouldn't daven for the amud in these dirty clothing, these clothing that are filled with blood and the excrement of the animal and that are foul smelling. The Mishneh Berurah in Sifkat Pei writes, Shliach Tzibur Shemitoch Cholyo Leonso, I Efshel Anakos Leos Tor Mikre Laila. If a Shliach Tzibur, because of various physical infirmities, is not able to clean himself off after Tashmish with his wife, that he shouldn't have the Zera on his clothing, the Ein Matarat Smoklal, and he doesn't clean himself up properly after relations with his wife, the Ushliach Tzibur, and he is a Shliach Tzibur. So he says, Efshel B'Yomin Aroyim Leish Ligor Bo Shiitbo, that during the time of the Yomin Aroyim, when you have much more of a concern that the Chazan be on the highest level, so then they can be very upset with him if he doesn't go to the mikvah to be Tovel, the Takonis Ezra, that after relations a person should be Tovel in the mikvah, which we'll learn about later on in Shulchan Aruch. Yaakov Panim, at least, at a minimum, Shiosi Abugadim Atzor Milov, he certainly shouldn't wear those clothing that are soiled with his zera when he's davening for the Yomun. If he doesn't listen to the rabbis of the town, doesn't listen to the leadership of the town to clean himself off well and to take off those clothing that are dirty, royal aviro, that is also grounds for not letting him be the chazan. Again, we'll learn more about the din of the takon of Ezra to be tovel after relations, and what the person can learn or daven later on in Shulchan Aruch. The issue footnote number 86 brings down that a regular person who's not the chazan should also try to follow these rules, at a minimum to at least clean himself and change his clothing, but it doesn't have the same severity as that of the chazan. Mitzvah Hashem, we will again learn these dinim later on. The Ramah continues and he writes, V'meinu rotzel hachlev begodu bishoas hatfila ulispala. If the chazan doesn't wish to change his clothing when he's davening for the omud, mavirin so, then you in fact do have the right to go and take him away from his position. Siv Kotten Pei Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah writes, V'tov shiachlev begodav hamluchlochim kol hayom, kishaloch ben abrios. He says, the chazan, even when he's walking amongst the regular people, should change his clothing from those dirty clothing. Shloyeh bechlal hamasnim, so people shouldn't come to hate him. The kishem shetamluchlochim, also, let's say it's beshuk, begodav hamluchlochim, just like a tamluchlochim, shouldn't be walking around in clothing that is torn or tattered or dirty, because that will cause people not to have respect for him, and it'll cause a belittlement of the Talmud Chacham. So too, kach shliach tzibur. So too, the shliach tzibur should conduct himself on a higher madrega. Alpha pishenu Talmud Chacham, even though he's had the rules of a Talmud Chacham, who always has to be properly dressed in neat, clean, proper clothing, nevertheless, the chazan should also strive to maintain that level. In Dirshu footnote number 88, he brings down every person should really try to attain a level of davening in more proper clothing. He should wear clothing, shiroi, shulo, mabushim, noim, yuchodim, latvila, should have nice clothing for specifically for davening. People have a special jacket, a minion jacket that they'll wear during davening. They'll try to change out of work clothes if they can. Mikol Malkum, he says, bali milocha kitzavoy, for example, somebody who's working with dyes or painter, or somebody who has clothing on that is has stains that are from his work. However, painter's not embarrassed to walk around in his painting clothing on the streets. People walk around with scrubs all around the hospital and even in the streets. People walk around with their work clothing all the time. So he brings down from Avayashu Zatzal, Shebishas Atchak, under extenuating circumstances, Yochel Lovshem Af Bishas Atfilo, they could wear them when they're davening, the work clothing. Again, this is especially true for times when the person wouldn't have time to switch out of his clothing, and the choice is not wearing that clothing and davening mincha b'yichidus, or going to a minyan wearing that clothing. So the din is that you can wear those clothing that are work clothing even in a minyan. Again, we hold the shliach tzibur to a higher standard than we do the average person. The Ramah continues and he tells us, shliach tzibur haminabel piv. If the shliach tzibur uses his mouth inappropriately, he uses nivul peh, he uses inappropriate language, oshmeranin bishirei hanochem, or he sings the gayusha songs, mimachem biyodo shalolasos kem, we implore him not to do this, v'meinu shomeya, and if he doesn't listen to us, that's grounds ma'avirin also to not have him be the chazan for the tzibur. The Mishnah Berurah in Pei Beis discusses this in more detail, and the Mishnah Berurah writes, "Rotzel Lomar b'nigun sha'nochrim menagnim bo lavodos gilulim shelohem." He's talking here about singing goyish songs that are sung for their deity, for their avodah zarah. Those types of songs are totally inappropriate to be sung by the chazan. In the issue footnote number 90, he brings down that if somebody sings these songs as the chazan, he brings down from the Shulchan Aruch Harav that he's only possible if he sings them during the davening. He takes the goyisha tunes and he uses them in the davening. The eino kishaliach tzibah hamanabel piv, and it's as opposed to a shaliach tzibah that uses nivul peh, uses foul language. Sha'afim osa kein shalobishas atfilim avirin oso, and if he speaks foul language, we obviously remove him, even if he doesn't speak the foul language while he's davening, obviously. But just the fact that he uses foul language is a reason to exclude him. But if he just sang those songs, but not during the tefillah, then it's not a reason to remove him. And this is also the opinion of the Sefer Chasidim. Shekosav, Shekol Shemenagnim Bifnei Avodah Zorah Lo Yaso So LeKodesh Baruch Hu. Those songs that are being sung by the Goyim in their worship of their gods, then that type of a song should be inappropriate to be sung, even though it's in the service of HaKodesh Baruch Hu. However, he brings down the Levush, Shatam Sheshliach Tzibur Sheshor Shor Yaakov Mavirin Oso. The reason the Levush says that you're not allowed to have the Chazan sing Goyish songs has nothing to do with their davening. It's Kivin Shemargilis Asel Bishir Melo Metami Yisrucho Vagufo. It's that the Goyish songs are inappropriate. And even if he's not singing them during davening, but he just sings them, that somehow gets inside and infiltrates his soul and his Metami is Nefesh. And it's going to unfortunately enter his mind when he's singing the songs of the davening that he's going to be thinking of those songs as well. And therefore his tefillah is disgusting and it's not appropriate for him to be the shliach tzibur. The Mishnah Berurah does bring down the Bach, who says, Davko b'nigun shemiyuchad lozeh. It's only a specific tune that is set up for the goyish tefillos. In any way, the Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, Haholech berokoshalov de gilulim, if a person who is the chazan uses the goyish courts, the secular court system, to adjudicate a din Torah that he has without a heter to do so, possibly Yoshliat Tzibur b'Roshan Yom Kippurim. He can't be the Yoshliat Tzibur on Roshan Yom Kippur, Elohim can't also tshuva unless he did tshuva. And in Dirshu Futo number 91, he brings down from Chaim Kanievsky Shlita the opinion that we had discussed earlier, Shem Holach, Shalom Kedin, Bivadei Posel, that if he goes today to the secular courts, it is definitely without a heter, he is posel to daven for the Omid. And this is true even in the secular courts in Eretz Yisrael. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, "Venirli demayri shelo nishar aydei zeh mamu chaver biyado." The Mishnah Berurah adds that we're talking here about where he doesn't have his friend's money still in his pocket. He's referring here to what we said, Elohim ken osa tshuva, if he did tshuva. But he did tshuva, but he still has the money that was inappropriately taken from the other Jewish person through a secular court, so then that's also not called doing tshuva. Kigon shoya bazeh dineinu kidineinu. But if the exact outcome would have been the same, their court and our court, afil hochi posul al koponim b'Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim, he's still not appropriate that he should be the chazan of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. V'hu avon godo mitzar atzmo, and it's still a great sin, even if the outcome would be the same, to go to the goyish courts, the non halachic based in, as we've learned in Choshen Mishpat. The lav hachi, if this wasn't the case, halo aposu machlas aveira, afilu b'shayim osa shana en lo liyo shliach tzibur. If we're just talking here about that he did an aveira, that would exclude him from being the shliach tzibur the rest of the year as well. Mishnah Berurah then brings down a tremendous kula, and he says, "Ulai bismanenu, nowadays, already in the times of Mishnah Berurah 100 years ago, b'avodaseinu harabim, to our great distress and because of our sins, d'nishtakachu isur mikama anoshim. Many people aren't aware of this issur of going to the goyisha erkos, to go to the secular courts of law. The efshar do shogeg badover, and people who mistakenly think that it's okay to do so may actually be shogeg and not doing it b'mezid. And therefore, in l'poslo, a chazan who does this has gone to the secular courts, we don't necessarily remove him anymore, as we bring down also in Choshen Mishpat. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Al koponim l'inyan shliach tzibur b'Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim b'vadi yesh l'hachmer." That might be for the rest of the year, but on Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah, we still should be machmer to the basic din that we don't allow somebody who's gone to the secular courts to be our representative. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, "Shliach tzibur shoyer shochev v'nimtzo shemocha treifa b'cheskas ksheru b'shogeg." If the shliach tzibur happens to be a butcher and it turns out that he sold treifa meat under the chazaka that it was kosher meat, and if this was done b'shogeg, osher menakev v'nimtzo achar of chelev, or he did the various cutting out of the fats of the gid hanoshe, which again some people are trained and expert in doing, and it turns out that he didn't cut it out properly, afal pishem masalken osu mishliach tzibur, even though this normally would not be an offense that would remove him from being the shliach tzibur, if this person is not yet chosen to be the shliach tzibur, that would be a reason not to choose him. If he must have tshuva, but if he did tshuva, mutter afilu l'manoso, then one could even go and appoint him to be the shliach tzibur l'chatchila, as we've already previously learned in Sif Hei as well. Many places, as is a custom today, in most shuls, they have a separate chazan for Shachros and Musaf. They have a separate chazan sometimes for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So, if one of these chazanim got sick, and he can't daven, in a Rashoy Lahamid Ish Acher Bimkomo, he can't appoint somebody else to go and take his place. It's up to the tzibur, b'yada kol, davka lamido, the kol decides who should take his place. It's not that that's his position, and if he can't do it, he gets to give it to whoever he wants. The Ramah continues and he writes, Shliach Tzibur Shehiskin, if the Shliach Tzibur got old, Virotze Lemanos Beno L'Sayel Aprokim, and he needs help, and he asks and appoints his son to assist him as being the Chazan, so Afa Pishen Kol Beno Orev Kikol Lo, even though his son doesn't have as nice a voice as the father, Im Mamale Makoma Bishadram, if he is still worthy and acceptable in regards to other requirements of being the chazan, so then b'no kodim l'chol odom, then his son actually does take precedence over anybody else. V'ein atzibur yichol l'limchos b'yodo, and the tzibur can't protest. This is, in a way, something that can be inherited over to his son, which will lead us to an interesting discussion now in the Mishnah Berurah. And as if Katan Pei Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah writes, this is true, v'u adin b'chol haminuyim, any appointments in authoritative positions in the town, gam kein b'no kodem, the person who has that position is entitled to give it over to his son, assuming this son is qualified. Even afilu yesh acherim gedolim, even there are others that are more qualified than him. Kimetru mamali mekom avosov, since he's taking in his father's place, so min hadin, he has the right, the father, to give it over to his son, as long as the son is qualified, even though there are other people that are more qualified than him. Mishnah Berurah then brings down, Yeshomrim de Bechacham Hamamuna Lahar Bitz Torah Oladin. Some suggest that, however, if he's the Rav of the town or the Dayan in the town, Lo Rinam should be named Kodman. We don't say that their children take precedence as long as they're qualified over more qualified people. However, the Yesh Cholkin, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that this is a big machlokes as to whether this is the case or not. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't give a definitive conclusion. He's not machriya between these two deus, and he just says, look in the Morgan Avraham. And a Knesset like Dola, the Ola Satomid, Uchuvas Chasam Sofer, doesn't definitively state what the din is. In the issue footnote number 95, he does bring down Haminog Bizmanenu, according to the Shevet HaLevi, Zatzal, Shekhar Yotzah Horol, the Klai Yisrael, that this has already been accepted amongst the poskim of Klai Yisrael, according to the many poskim that say that a child does inherit the father's place as long as he's qualified, even if there are more qualified people there. And this is true in regards to Torah positions. Again, as long as the son is qualified, even though the others might be more qualified. He does point out, this is only if the tzibur needs such a person. If the tzibur doesn't need such a person, then there is no precedence that we give to the son if the position isn't going to be filled. Finally, we begin Sif Chavav, the last Sif in this long Simen Nun Gimel, and he writes, the Mechaber states, Kol Shenoagu Lemanos Anoshim Al Tzorchei HaTzibur Lizman. If the tzibur appoints a person in an authoritative position, but it's a time-limited position, and then, and after the set period of time, let's say it's 3 years, another person comes in and takes that position, whether this is the chazan, whether this is for the treasurer of the community over the tztaka, or any other appointed position, that the tzibur needs, whether it's a paid position, whether it's a voluntary position, even if it wasn't set for a specific period of time, however, but it's set aside for a non-permanent position, once this is established, so then they are allowed to remove the person from this position at the end of that period of time. The Ramah concludes and he says, that the chazan should specifically use the sitter that has been designated by the tzibur for the chazan, and not use his own personal sitter, because it was obviously written when it was written for the tzibur, whereas the personal sitter may not have been written 100% appropriately, and since he's being motzi the entire tzibur, he should use the tzibur's sitter. We have a couple of Mishnah Berurahs to catch up on. In Sifkat and Peidalid, he brings down the Rashba, who says that this din of letting the son take over, hu adin b'chol inyanei haminuyim, is as we said already previously, this is in regards to all authoritative positions in the community. In Rotz Hamoni, she'echad yisayenu b'oso minoy leprokim, or shus b'yodov, he wants to have somebody assist him, so then he's in charge of picking who his assistants might be. He brings down the Knesset like Dola, again, the person has to be qualified. This is true both for the technical aspects, does he have the skills to do the job that's being asked, as well as does he have the appropriate Yerushalayim. In Sifkat and Pehe, we said that he has to have a nice voice if he's assisting his father. Ubavad Shloye Kola Mishuna. He can't have a bad voice. You shouldn't replace the Shliach Tzibur because somebody in town moved in who has a nicer voice than the Shliach Tzibur. If he has an acceptable voice, then you retain him. Yishuv footnote number 96 explains the Shliach Tzibur Shekolo Nomuch. If his voice is too low and he can't be heard in the back of the shul, then the Ben Yishchai, the great Ben Yoyada, writes, Tzrichim Lahaviro. That is grounds to dismiss him from being the chazan. What happens if the tzibur wishes to choose somebody else? And the Mishnah Berurah concludes, v'marov chafetzim biyachir. If the tzibur does want somebody else, so they have to work out some sort of a pshara, yishamshu shneim kiachud. We don't like to remove somebody from the position, but maybe you can work it out that they'll alternate or that they'll work together, and therefore the first person is not being removed, but the tzibur gets his wishes to have the second person. We'll finish up the last couple of Mishnah Berurahs, Im Yitzhashem, tomorrow. This concludes today's din.